There is a pattern in Washington right now where the loudest moments are distractions from the quieter ones, and the birthright citizenship story is the clearest example of that this week. The Trump administration vowed, and I mean publicly, repeatedly, emphatically, to immediately seek a rehearing after the federal court ruling that struck down its birthright citizenship order. The 25-day window to file closed Tuesday. Nothing was filed. That is not a procedural oversight. You do not miss a 25-day deadline in a case this politically central by accident.
The question is what the calculation is. One interpretation is that the administration decided the optics of losing again at the rehearing stage were worse than the optics of quietly letting the deadline pass. Another is that the legal team concluded the ruling was sound enough that a rehearing petition had low probability of success. Either way, the practical effect is that birthright citizenship protection stands, and the loudest promise made in the immediate aftermath of the ruling has simply been abandoned without acknowledgement.
The DOJ conduct story compounds that picture. Federal judges across hundreds of cases have called Trump DOJ conduct unlawful and unethical. Hundreds of cases is not a pattern, it is a policy. When that many independent judges across that many jurisdictions reach the same conclusion about government conduct, you are looking at systemic behavior rather than individual prosecutorial missteps. The long-term institutional damage from that kind of judicial record follows the department long after any particular administration ends.
On the electoral side, New Jersey is removing 4,500 non-citizens from voter rolls after a Motor Vehicle Commission data glitch and a D.C. appeals court declined to block the Trump mail ballot order. Both of these feed directly into the Republican midterm framing that Marcus mentioned earlier. Speaker Johnson and Trump are using the Democratic Socialists of America's platform document to label the entire Democratic Party as communist ahead of November. It is aggressive, it is blunt, and based on 2022 midterm data about message saturation with swing voters, it is probably more effective than a substantive policy contrast would be.
The Nebraska Senate story is a small ballot procedural fight that has outsized implications for how parties manage candidate vacancies. William Forbes, who lost the Democratic primary, is now suing the party to force it to fill the Senate ballot vacancy after nominee Cindy Burbank withdrew. The legal argument is that state law compels the party to fill the spot. The political subtext is that the party may prefer to leave the slot empty rather than elevate a candidate it did not choose. We will be watching how Nebraska courts interpret party autonomy versus ballot access law.
And the DHS data chief's resignation, with a public statement calling administration policy a war on immigrants, combined with the ICE airport arrests of foreign nationals with expired visas at 15 or more U.S. airports simultaneously, tells you something about the internal temperature inside the department. When your own senior data officer uses that language publicly on the way out the door, you are not just dealing with policy disagreement. You are dealing with institutional morale collapse at the analytical level of the department.
The Fauci diaries and Trump's reaction ahead of Senate testimony deserve a brief mention. This is the administration continuing to relitigate COVID-19 origins and pandemic policy on a timeline that serves November messaging rather than any new factual development. The diaries apparently include candid entries about internal disagreements during the pandemic, which gives the Republican message machine exactly the kind of specific, named, quotable material it needs to keep the story alive through the election cycle.